Chapter 30. You are invited to a very different kind of New Year's Eve party. Most New Year's Eve parties are filled with celebration. Good times of the past year are remembered, bad times are buried, new hopes for the future are dreamed out loud, promises to ourselves and to each other are made. Alas, as the so-called merriment of New Year's Eve comes to the grand finale, many are already drowning in a haze of too much food and too much drink. Many will find the first day of the new year looks and feels remarkably similar to the old year. What if we had a new type of party this year? Come on inside. The guests of honor are already here. Welcome. Let's begin the festivities by welcoming our guest of honor. God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are here together as the glorious Trinity. God, our Creator, revealed Himself in human form as Jesus, our Lord and Savior. When Jesus finished His teaching time on earth, He gave up that body for us, but He stayed with us as He promised in the form of the Holy Spirit. Let's tell them how grateful we are they're here. Let's praise them for being faithful, reliable, trustworthy, and always present from age to age the same. Not just our guests, but our relatives. Let's welcome them as our relatives. Let us give thanks that we are children of God. Let's take a moment to realize we are His pride and joy. Hear God telling you what He told Jesus. You are my beloved son or daughter, in whom I am well pleased. Feel His love and acceptance. While we welcome Him, in fact, it is He who has welcomed us. Even when we were prodigal children, He was always on the lookout for the day He could run out, throw His arms around us, and tell us, "Welcome home." Enjoy this tender moment of togetherness, knowing you never want to be separated from Him who loves you so much. Forgiven and forgiving. As we enjoy the moment of coming home, the memories of our time apart from God may come to mind. Let's take some time to ask God's forgiveness for ever choosing anyone or anything over Him. Ask sincerely and receive His forgiveness with joy. As we realize the wonder of a clean slate, we also realize God has given us the ability to give that gift. Take some time to forgive those who have hurt you. Release the burden of holding those hurts in memory. Feel your clenched fist turning into open hands ready to receive. A brand new you. God is still in the business of creating. Ask Him what He would like to create in you this year. Acknowledge you're not big enough to accomplish any task on your own. Relax in knowing you don't have to accomplish anything on your own. We can look forward not to a year of our successes and failures, but to a year of God working His wonders through us. Exchanging vows. God has promised us so many things. What He has promised to others in His Word, He also promises us. He is equal opportunity. Resolve to spend some time in this new year reading the Bible to see what God has promised you. Consider carefully now what you will entrust to God, your Creator. What promises will you make to God? This New Year's Eve, you will not just be flinging wishes into a wishing well. You will not be making promises to yourself to somehow do better this year than last. This time, we will be entering a covenant with the Holy, Almighty God, and we will be accountable to Him. We give Him all we have, and He gives us all of Himself to birth the labors and joys ahead. What will be the sign of your covenant? When two people get married, they often offer each other a wedding ring. The ring is an outward and visible sign of precious inner promises, promises that will be renewed moment by moment in the marriage. God often gives signs with His promises. Let us seal our promise with a sign of our covenant. We now ask God, what shall be the sign of our covenant? And whatever He designates, we accept as the sign of our covenant with Him. It will be the outward and visible sign of what we have committed to Him. It might be a picture, a written promise, a piece of jewelry, or simply something engraved with "In God We Trust." Each time we eat or drink, we remember God's ultimate covenant with us through Jesus, and we look at the sign of our covenant with Him for what we specifically resolve to do. Start talking to Him right now and get ready for the party. The angels and saints of God will be providing the music for your first dance of the new year with God. Psalm 25:10 says, "All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of His covenant." Deuteronomy 7:9 says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping His covenant of love for a thousand of generations for those who love Him and keep His commands."